Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk, the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on earth. Remember that, so keep the bar low today. But we're going to have some exciting things going on. We're going to talk about 20 or 30 different things, but we'll probably only cover about eight because we've got so much going on. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. Remember, very important to remember this. You ready for this? We're only giving you general topics of law. Don't tell people that you followed us and the courts that need to listen to us. Remember, this is just general legal discussion. Go seek a lawyer. Now you can't sue us for saying that you used whatever we said. That was totally anecdotal most of the time and clearly has very little reference to
law. That is anecdotal.
That is absolutely right. Look, ghost guns, the latest ruling from the Supreme Court we're going to talk about. Oregon. Mrs. Oregon Ducks, she's wearing her Oregon Ducks thing today. Denise Dirks, my co-host, Todd Cunin, and our great producer, Cal Hunter, are with us. But I'm telling you, what is going on in Oregon with the what will come out as the most extreme gun ruling, not ruling, actually voted in.
Like a petition, right?
Yeah, gun, well, it barely passed. And but it's going to court, of course, and we're going to talk about that a little bit to see where that's coming in, what the courts are saying. It's just the beginning. It's going to go to the Supreme Court of Oregon. That is, we'll talk about that. We're going to talk about a Kentucky lawsuit over a death, and this one you got to hear. This is one of the more interesting ones that we've discussed. We're going to talk about Pawn Star. Corey, what is his last name?
Harrison.
Corey Harrison is having some issues. A hole-in-one lawsuit. That's all I'm going to say. Just think about it. A hole-in-one lawsuit. Disney Magic Key lawsuit. My family, there's one of my family members that are uncles and aunts. They're like Disney nuts. DNs, I call them. Disney nuts. They have like season passes. They come from Arizona, and they're there every single month. But, yeah, interesting case that's going on with there. Arby, where's the beef? Guess what? They don't say where's the beef anymore. Don't say it, Cal. Denise, what do they say now? I want to see if you know this. They don't say where's the beef anymore.
What does Arby say?
Arby. Okay. What does Arby say?
Beef it up.
That's a good one. No. Well, you know it.
Well, where's the beef was Wendy's.
Oh, you know, yeah,
where's
that's
the
right.
Beef was Wendy's. So it was that old lady. Where's the beef? Back
well, wait
in the
on.
80s.
They did say they were something.
Claire, what's
her
name? Yeah.
Arby's said something
but,
like that,
but
too.
But Arby's has, I know the Arby's
said we, it was something like we got the beef or no, we got
no,
the meat
no,
or something like that.
No, meat. They changed the word from beef to meat.
Yeah.
They go, where's the meat? No, Arby's says that.
But, no, well, Arby's never said where's the beef. That was Wendy's.
Correct.
Wendy said, "Where's the beef?" But Arby's, I know Arby's knew.
What do they say?
We have the meats.
There we go. The beef. Okay, that's
no,
it.
We have the meats.
But they used to say beef.
They could.
In the old days, it was the beef. They used to say beef. And I'm saying they say the meats now. Anyway, we're gonna talk about a lawsuit against Arby about the beef. Yeah, I know it's no fun, but we're gonna get to it in a second here. We're gonna talk about beef lawsuits with Arby's. And by the way, if I wasn't running a touch late, I was going to stop by Arby's, and I was going to actually bring you guys an Arby's beef sandwich. And I know Todd would have been happy with that.
Yeah, I like Arby's.
I like Arby's, too.
I don't know. If you brought in Arby's and I ate that, it would be like Hatfields and the McCoys, the McDonald's and the Arby's fighting inside my stomach.
That's true.
Ever be late again, Fred. Bring the beef.
I'll bring the beef. And you know, my wife was sad.
Aww.
To this morning. You know why? Hugh Jackman's splitting up with his wife
for
29 years. But there was a sadness in her, but a joy in some other way.
Oh, boy, is she here the past?
No, she's thinking he's available now.
That's what I mean.
Right? I'm worried about her leaving me now. Like, Fred, you're done? Okay, I'm done with you. Now Hugh Jackman's available. So there we go. So I'm a little worried now that I might be hanging out with Todd at the singles dance.
Oh.
My wife, have you got
Yeah, Wendy's
available?
Single. Oh, wait.
Oh, brother.
Don't forget, Cal, your wife will probably leave you too now.
She's already made it clear that when she wins the lottery, she said that. You win the lottery, where are we going to go? She said, we?
And she said, Donna said, Hugh Jackman and I are now going. So anyway, there we go. Hugh's available. And then a sad case about bullying we're going to talk about. But before we do all that...
Sad case about what?
Bullying.
Well, bullying.
Bullying.
I thought you said bowling.
Well, there's probably a sad case about that.
He didn't get the 7-10 split. Dang.
Another gutter ball? What are we talking about? All right, you want to do this, Fred?
No. I want to thank KZQQ,
yes.
1560 AM, Abilene, Texas. They just joined us. Thank you. Thank you, KZQQ, 1560 AM, and then KFAR, 660 AM, and 97.5 FM, Fairbanks Valley, and, Salisha, Alaska, S-A-L-C-H-A. Hey, they just joined us, their new affiliates. Thank you. Hey, the Denises are trying to see.
Because I know Fairbanks, I'm trying to think of the other name.
All I heard was this faint whisper, and I swear I thought it was A, B, C, D, E,
F, G. It was S, A, L.
Oh, my A, B, C. Hey, you know what? Yesterday, did I tell you what I did yesterday? You want to know what I did yesterday? Who wants to know, Rachel?
I want to know what you did yesterday.
I do. What did you do yesterday?
We had a wonderful tour of our studios here from my friends at Legal Shield. We had... A lot of representatives from Legal Shield here. We do share a studio with a law firm in the same building. And I had the opportunity to meet some wonderful people, representatives of Legal Shield from Northern California and a young man from Atlanta. There's a lot of names I can name, but I'm not going to name any individual names. But thank you, Legal Shield. What a great – I mean, look, I'm not endorsing them as a – I don't get paid. I like them. What a great opportunity to meet these wonderful folks that try to help you get legal insurance. So, I don't know.
They wanted to come and see how the big boys do it. Is that what the tour was about, or was this a sales meeting kind of a thing?
It was with the law firm here. They meet with a law firm that does some Legal Shield stuff for them.
And
they had a wonderful opportunity. They said, we want to see the studio. And the studio was a hit, Cal.
And it looked great.
And by the way, look at your studio inside. They cleaned it up for you.
Isn't that right?
Right?
I noticed it was dusted.
What is going on here, man? This place is clean.
Did they like The Rock?
I don't know. I didn't ask him about The Rock. What's it say?
Radio Law Talk. The Rock.
Radio Law Talk Rock.
We missed out on calling it Radio Law Rock. Like the Flintstones.
That's what they call it at Scooby-Doo.
Okay.
Radio Raw Rock.
Raw Rock. Or on the Flintstones.
Well, why don't you just tease us, Cal?
All right.
We probably can't get into deep details of case or no case. Give us a tease.
Okay. And this is a good, there was a young woman who decided it would be fun to, let's see.
He's going to turn it off. He's got to turn his computer on.
She thought it would be fun to show her body parts to the painting of the first governor of Ohio. She flashed the painting of the governor.
Not the governor.
No,
the
governor's dead. Yeah, but the painting.
Well, the first painting.
Yeah, the painting of the first governor of Ohio. She flashed the governor.
Yes.
And we'll tell you what happened.
And what's wrong with that, Cal?
Well, we'll find out on radio. On the case or no case.
All right, we come back. We got case or no case. Join myself.
Hey, I don't have any problem with that at all.
We're going to do what? I'm going to win.
Did he? I was thinking, where do I sign up to be governor?
Yeah, he was hoping it was a live governor. We're back.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. Thanks for being right here. We've got much more of the show coming up, including Case or No Case and some fascinating cases torn right from the headlines, if you'll allow that metaphor, from today. Stay tuned. Radio Law Talk continues after this. Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in.
Meant to do that.
Radio Law Talk.
Oh, come on.
this is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
All right, we're back for the most interesting and most exciting thing this whole show does, hour by hour, and that is Stump the Lawyers by Cal Hunter. Cal!
Here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Juliana Wintergarden was so near being graduated from Grandview Heights High School in Columbus, Ohio, she was beside herself, and she was feeling a little frisky. She and her friends went to the state capitol on an end-of-year, you know, wasting-time school trip like schools do. A diversionary.
Tell us how you really feel, Cal. Well,
no. You know what I mean. Yeah. A diversionary trip to keep their mind off of what was next. Yeah. And they went into the Hall of Portraits in Ohio's capitol, where all of Ohio's former governors have their portraits hung or are hanging there. The governor's not, but the pictures are. She waited till no one else was in the room, and right there in front of the portrait of Ohio's first governor, Arthur St. Clair, she took off her shirt. Well, raised it more than took it off. Nah, she took it off for 5 seconds on a dare from her best friend, Carissa. Because if Juliana did it, Carissa would have to follow and flash the governor, if you will. So Juliana did what she did in the presence of no one except the difficult-to-see security cameras.
And security!
And she was almost immediately arrested.
Oh.
Not ticketed, but arrested.
Oh.
So our case or no case is kind of a little different here for you today. On what charges would she have been arrested? Juliana Wintergarden was actually cuffed and taken to jail. On what charge? Todd, can we start with you?
Before we start, I want to ask some questions.
Yeah.
Number one,
yeah.
What's the difference between that or being in a water park or at the beach?
Well, these days, nothing.
Nothing,
you know?
That's what I'm saying. Nowadays, or... Yeah. Our favorite place in Nevada, which is what?
Well, that's the Amargosa Valley, of course.
No, the Amargosa Valley, and we've got the place where you drive in where all the dust is. What's it called?
Oh, yeah.
Burning Man.
Yeah.
Burning Man. Yeah. What's the difference there? They don't get arrested. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Be that as it may. So yes. What do you think, Mr. Kingdom? What happened here?
Well, first of all, let me just say, in Arkansas, I don't see how that'd be a crime.
Thank you very much.
I just went, well, you know, that's perks of the job.
I might give him a medal.
That's
a joke. I'm teasing.
Two thumbs up. So
for sure, you got nothing anecdotal.
Where
oh, my God. These guys are...
Wait a second. Somebody's got a pool out there going for... Okay, how far into case or no case before it goes off the rails? Because whoever had 3 minutes is winning. What year was this?
This was less than 10 years ago. I don't have an exact year, but less than 10 years
okay.
ago.
Okay. So she was arrested. So do we have to tell you whether... What she was arrested for and what the outcome was?
Yeah, that's what I'm going for.
All right.
Yeah.
So a couple of things. I would say that, well, and a less than... See, here's the prep. Here's the... What she was arrested of and what she could be convicted of are two different things, because I guarantee you a knee-jerk reaction from a cop would be indecent exposure, public nudity, things like that. Mm-hmm. And assuming that the laws are similar, a careful review of the statute would show that this could not be indecent exposure. And I don't believe it could be indecent exposure. And if it was public nudity,
there's no one there to see it, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's right. And there has to be a certain intent.
Oh, I'm sorry, Denise, say that again.
Yeah, it has...
For sexual gratification.
Of either the person doing the exposing or an attempt to gratify somebody in that manner that might be seeing it. And if she was alone in the room or with her friend and it was a prank and you're just flashing, well, I don't think that's going to... There was a case where somebody mooned somebody else, which happened a lot, you know, and it got tossed because they're like, yeah, they weren't doing it for that reason. It was a prank, okay? Could have still been public nudity, but that's it. So I'll say that she was probably arrested for indecent exposure and public nudity. I'm going to go with ultimately she was given some sort of diversion where... You do something, and ultimately the case gets dropped.
As a prude would say, diversion for her perversion. Okay.
By the way, Todd Kunin, a former public defender and former district attorney's office.
Denise, so what do you think? What's your thought on that?
My thought is she probably disrespected, you know, a public something. I don't know. I don't know.
Denise, let's not talk about your past and what things you
No, there's a difference between flashing and streaking.
Oh,
Fred.
You just streaked.
I just streaked. I didn't flash.
That was a little bit the
Were any arrests involved?
And I had no intent to gratify anyone.
Yeah, okay. All
right. I just thought I could get away with it.
Was that last year or 16?
A long time ago.
I had no intent to gratify you. It just happens whether I wanted it to or not.
Okay. I'm going to say that this is a scenario, but not a case.
Okay, Fred. Okay, that's it.
I know the answer.
What is?
Here's the answer. The answer is yes, she was arrested. Mm-hmm. The answer is she was let go with no charges. Because so she flashed a painting that there's nobody there. There's no crime. Therefore, I say nothing happened. They let her go, and the security kept the video for years.
Still making its way around the YouTube channel of the security guy. Well, it's interesting when you say there's nobody there, because the premise of this story is on an old Ohio law that has a premise about it that there is somebody there, so we'll talk about that. As we continue with the big broadcast here on Case or No Case, if that's okay with you guys.
Right? Oh, yeah, no, that's going to be it. We're gonna have a good time. So when we come back, we're going to talk about, finish up the Case or No Case. We're going to get into ghost gun laws, and we're going to talk about Oregon's new law that passed about guns. And it's not necessarily, by the way, what you can or can't do with guns. It's to get your gun. The process is wow, the process. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Fred Penny. We'll be back. Don't go away.
Radio Law Talk can be heard on RadioLawTalk.com from 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday. That's RadioLawTalk.com. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News.
news update.
But it's okay. Once a year, who cares? I'll be in bed for a little bit. Who cares?
On this Saturday before Christmas Eve, shoppers running out of daylight getting gifts for loved ones. Many will throw it all on credit cards and worry about the money at a later date.
We've spent a lot of money because I got last-minute tickets for everything.
As for travel, what about folks flying?
Can't let it stress you out. It's out of your control. It's L.A., get in the car, and then get on the plane, and whatever happens, happens.
To the Middle East now, we turn to USA's Dave Collins for the very latest developments.
Israel is revealing what it describes as an extensive tunnel network beneath Gaza City constructed by Hamas. The network includes command and control centers, meeting rooms, and hideouts for top Hamas leaders. However, Israel has not confirmed reports about the initiation of seawater pumping into these tunnels.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. Oh, that's down.
Radio Law Talk.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
All right, we're talking about Ohio. By the way, go Browns. I'm not a Steelers, so I'm a Browns fan. So that's Monday Night Football.
Oh, yeah, good. Right. Good, big game.
Big game on Monday, yeah. Go Browns. Go Talkie Talkie. All right, Cal.
All right, so here we go.
Really quick again.
Young woman flashed the portrait of the first governor of Ohio when she was on a senior trip and immediately got arrested.
Okay.
And Todd asked the right question. Is this public nudity? Is it indecent exposure? Is it something else? Well, you know, every state has interesting laws. And in Ohio, the charge was disobeying the Ohio law that prohibits anyone from disrobing in front of the portrait of a portrait of a man.
There is an actual law for that.
It's the law in Ohio to take off your clothes in front of the portrait of a man.
Oh, my.
This likely comes from the old belief that people's souls could be trapped in their portraits. But the question remains, how would you have legally gotten proof of someone's guilt unless they were doing the disrobing in front of a public portrait? She did. Her friend posted bail. And time served, and she paid a fine. So she was guilty of a charge, and exactly, in Ohio, they say, look, you can do a lot of stuff.
And they were guilty.
Yeah, but we will not accept it. So 2 points for Cal, yes.
Cal, that's true.
That's great.
Wait a second. Yeah. You said it was a case, right?
Yeah.
I said it was a case.
Uh-oh.
Okay, no points
for me. I said no case.
No points for me. Sorry.
No, but we all said it was a case.
No, I did not.
I said it was a case.
I said
it was a case.
So you guys get one.
Yes.
Yeah.
One.
I said it was a case and she got diversion.
I said she gets off. It's a one.
Yeah, so
next hour on Case or No Case, the band that is permanently barred from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the legal effort to get them in. We'll talk about that next time on Case or No Case.
That was a good one, Cal. That was a good one.
I liked it.
Thank you. Now back to Radio Law Talk.
Okay, so recently, Biden, there's a thing called a ghost gun. Those of you who don't know what a ghost gun is basically a gun that you don't have to register. It's basically putting pieces of guns together. And people order pieces and put it together.
It's like buying your gun from IKEA.
Yeah, it's basically an IKEA gun. That's exactly right. And so, in fact, Biden mentioned the word. It's like, he said a couch is a couch, whether you put it together or whether it's delivered whole. And so what's happened, apparently and again, I'm not a big gun builder or whatever stuff, but I know ghost guns are, they just order parts and they put it together. And
they don't have any identifying information
right,
on
that's
it.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
And so the Biden administration placed a, basically changed the rule, 1968 law, as to what about gun regulations that, and I'll get to that in a second. He changed it to say, make a ghost gun or the parts therein made into a ghost gun considered a gun. Where under supposedly the old law, it wasn't mentioned as a gun. Okay? So that occurred. In Texas, a couple of individuals, and we knew this would happen, went to federal court, and the federal court in Texas temporarily told Biden. Now again, a lot of this stuff is temporary because until it gets to the appeals court, Supreme Court, et cetera, et cetera.
Or they can appeal like one issue in the case and it's not the final decision in the case.
Right. And so the Texas federal court told Biden basically, you can't do that and knock down the Biden administration's new rule about what is considered a gun. And the Supreme Court, what can happen is there can be an emergency basic hearing by the Supreme Court on something, and that's what happened. And the Supreme Court barely, 5-4, I believe it was, narrowly said, okay, for now, this is just a temporary thing. They didn't rule on it. Biden administration's ruling that ghost guns are guns and that you can't do that without, legally, registering them. Applies.
That's yeah, right. Yeah. This is a case where the lower court put a stay
right
on that the effect of Biden's new rule
right
or new definition.
Right.
And
ghost
so
writers, ghost writers in the sky. Sorry.
Yeah, oh, keep it. That's good. Put it
yeah
there.
And so what happened is it was kept up in the appellate up in the Supreme Court. Supreme Court said no, we're not going to keep the stay in effect. Let's see what happens, in
right
other words.
Right.
And this is a case where Justice Roberts joined the liberals.
Right.
Or we should...
We don't say that.
They're not liberals or whatever, but joined the more the more liberal group.
Yeah, the ones that they see things more left than the other ones see things more right.
Now, one of the interesting things is that the argument against the Biden regulation that's been brought by the plaintiffs in the suit
right
is that look, whether or not this gun qualifies under a certain act to be banned and to be regulated is a legislative function. It means Congress has to act to include ghost guns
yes
in this category, and you, President Biden, as a member of the executive branch,
right,
can't come in and rewrite that law. It's got to go through. And the thing that sticks out in my mind here is that oftentimes whether or not a stay while proceedings are pending is sometimes a determination by the courts about which side they think is ultimately going to win or whether or not they think it's going to be moot. And my gut tells me that one of the reasons they might have said, okay, the regulation can stay in is because there may be legislation working its way through Congress and then the Senate to be presented to the president that will add ghost guns to the bill, and then the whole lawsuit becomes moot and
yeah
it can be regulated. And if that's the reason why, well, then I understand why they would would allow this to go forward if that is currently in the law.
No, and go ahead.
Oh, sorry. What's interesting is that all he did was change a definition
right
under the federal law, if you will. They just changed a definition. It could be argued that it was not creating legislation. That's kind of what I think the
yeah
opposite of what you were saying.
But
was
the presidents don't make laws. And that's the whole point is. And my argument is I don't care what the situation is. run it through the legislature. And I kind of agree with that argument, whether you agree about the gun rules or not. That's a legislative function. I don't like it when the courts jump in to do presidential functions, or presidents do the courts, or vice versa.
Or the presidents craft legislation and say, this is just the law because I say it is.
Right? Yeah, it's not just Democrats do that. Republicans do too.
Well, right? They do, but also there's a certain amount of agencies out there, federal agencies, that can do their own regulations and all of that. And if this is just that type of a change to change a definition in a federal agency, then it may be within the presidential purview.
But Denise, all of that permission is given from Congress. For example, the health law, the Obamacare law, they gave Health and Human Services the right to write those regulations, but the Congress gave them that right.
Yeah, so good point. That's
a good point.
Yeah, if you in California, we have California law, then we have the California Code of Regulations, and then on the federal level, there's the Federal Code of Regulations. And oftentimes, those regulations are written by the individual agency that was created by Congress and empowered by Congress to make internal rules that govern that. So, but, you know, one thing that I have seen with the Supreme Court, you know, over the last two or three years, most of the rulings that I've seen have had this theme to it, which is we, the court, are not a legislative body. If you want this to be the law of the land, kick it back to the legislature, make them pass it, go to the president, have the president pass it.
Right.
Stop using the courts as a law-creating body. We don't do that. We interpret the law that was created. You have to create it.
And that's what happened. Go ahead, Denise.
I think there was another, like, theme that was coming out, too, which is to stop the federal courts from putting stays on things. So we've seen that. They kind of want to see and what's going to be the result a little bit of whatever it is that's being challenged before it gets to the Supreme Court. So they're not really putting stays in effect.
Well, and that's the Roe v. Wade issue, right? People all think it's an abortion issue. It's not an abortion issue. It's a state-federal right issue. And that's what occurred, is it was a state's right, not a federal right. And I knew that was coming down, but that's what the argument is here. So it's technicality. It's technical issues, right? And I know some people might argue with me, but that's what the courts came up with on Roe v. Wade. We're not going to talk about the abortion issue. We're going to talk about who has the right to make the laws, and that's the states have the right because it's not enumerated. If it's not enumerated in the Constitution, anyway, I think that's what they're arguing here. Is what I'm trying to say. The similar argument.
And now a lot of the states are putting into effect the right to choose,
right,
or that type of a right of privacy in their constitution.
That's exactly, and that's what the whole issue is state right or federal right, and that's the question. And so, anyway, that was a great discussion on some federal laws on the Constitution. We're going to jump into Oregon, and we're going to have our Oregon Duck young lady here discuss it with us about their new gun laws. And the interesting thing about the gun law is what you have to do to get a gun. It's not necessarily what they said. That's really interesting. We'll be back.
Radio Law Talk will continue after we take another commercial break. We thank you for listening. We thank our many great radio partners coast to coast and border to border who play the show. Thank you. And no matter where you listen, whether it's on the radio or on RadioLawTalk.com, we appreciate your support. Thank you. We'll be back.
Radio Law Talk. RadioLawTalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it.
I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake.
Alrighty then.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
So measure 114 in Oregon passed by 50.65%. That is barely the majority in Oregon, which is a measure, and actually some interesting statistics. Six of the state's 36 counties were the ones that supported it. 30 counties voted it down, but it tells you it was Portland that probably didn't support it in some of the bigger areas. But anyway, it requires, and this sounds like, and I kind of thought about this when I first heard about this, that, and they're calling this the most extreme gun control measure in the United States. And I thought, what? I mean, we're politically neutral, but it didn't sound as extreme as I thought it sounded until I read requirements underneath that. So it requires a permit to purchase any gun. Okay, got that. And bans the sale of magazines capable of holding more than 10 rounds. Okay. I'm thinking, okay, that's a lot, but that's not super extreme. But then I looked at the huge issue, and by the way, this is going to court. The biggest issue and criticism is to get a gun. You think, oh, you just have to do a permit. Guess what you have to do? You got to show up in person to the police department / police, whoever the police are assigning. And by the way, understanding they're still trying to figure this out, it's probably just the police department. and demonstrate the ability to lock, load, unload, fire, store your firearm before instructors, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then you got to get certified by the law enforcement agency. This is so onerous to get a gun, and it's any gun, not just a handgun. Wait. Make
sure. The street criminals in Portland are lining up.
Yeah, hold on a second, Cal. It's all guns, from my understanding.
It's any gun, and then they also...
Like a shotgun?
It precludes magazines capable of holding 10 or more.
10 or more. Over 10. Like 10 or more, or over 10? I'm not quite
sure. More than 10.
More than 10. Yeah. And so what's happened is... the local, okay, now this is, like Denise, we were talking about, this is not a federal issue. This is a state constitution issue. And the
at least at this stage.
At this stage, right. Yeah. And a local Oregon judge, federal judge, upheld it. And so now they upheld it temporarily, right? Am I right? They upheld it temporarily? I know it's It's going to the Ninth Court Circuit of Appeals.
Right. The federal judge in Oregon says that the law was constitutional under the state of Oregon's constitution.
Right. Got it.
And the state of Oregon does have the right to bear arms in its constitution.
Kind of similar to the United States.
Very similar.
Okay. So anyway, this has just started. So the issues, but the most interesting issue of this whole thing is the process you have to go through to get your gun. The process was just so onerous, even to me, is crazy. But here, now everyone's saying, you know, we're going to see what happens. Everyone's panicky. Apparently, there was a run on guns. People were buying guns like crazy before.
Yeah, because it didn't take effect.
Right.
It was challenged right away.
Right.
And even though this was the voters' initiative,
right,
it still hasn't taken effect yet. So in this particular case, it's kind of being challenged before it takes effect.
Yeah, go ahead, Tom.
No, go ahead.
No, even the police are saying, they're all asking the police, well, how's this going to work? And they're like, I don't know. We're trying to figure it out ourselves.
Okay, so that is the big frustration here. So you talked about this, we'll call it a demonstration of competency. Let's just call it that. You have to show how to load, unload, lock, store, and do all this stuff with the gun. Well, that has to be performed before an instructor who has been certified by the state. And there are no programs right now for the certification of instructors on those issues. And so that is what a lot of the people in Oregon are saying. They're saying, well, wait a second. There's nothing that you're asking us to go through this process that you haven't even created yet, and that's going to act as an absolute ban. And here is where this lawsuit in front of the judge is going to be particularly frustrating. Because what we just described there is a function of how the law is to be implemented, right?
Right.
The judge has said, the only thing I'm looking at in this lawsuit is whether the text of the ballot measure that was passed is constitutional. The text doesn't take into consideration implementation and how the law will actually work and whether there are programs designed and available and ready to adhere to the law. It's just looking at the plain language of the text and saying, does that pass muster under the Constitution?
Well, I think that by the time this gets up to the state Supreme Court, there will be police instructors that will be able to do that, because police already have to have that knowledge. So they'll just have to have a certification. It will be a police agency issue rather than being independent instructors. So I do think that's going to happen.
As a complete outsider, and I fully admit that, I'm thinking to myself, wait, we just talked about abortion, which was not enumerated in the Constitution. The Second Amendment to the Constitution enumerates the right to bear arms. Mm-hmm. So is someone going to say, okay, the state of Oregon wants to do this as a republic? We are a Republican form of government. Can they do that and usurp the U.S. Constitution, which has in it the right to bear arms?
But there are limitations to rights.
For sure, but
there are limitations to rights, and states can actually legislate limitations to certain rights, and the People's Initiatives is a legislation.
Right.
So it's a voted process.
So, yeah, there's issues about, you know, how you read the Constitution, and states and federal government do have, you know, way they can, you know, regulate things, and how they regulate it, is that inflicting on the Second
Does it infringe?
Does it infringe upon it? That's the question. Okay.
And the standard they'll use is strict scrutiny. It's the same standard. Exactly. It's the same standard they use to uphold the law that infringes on your First Amendment freedom of speech. You can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater and things like that because the legislation or the prohibition, the state would have to show that it's narrowly tailored to achieve a legitimate, significant government purpose. Now, if they can show that, then it passes muster. Whether it's the U.S. Supreme Court or a lower federal court deciding it, that's the standard they will be using to employ.
Well, interesting fact, just six of the 36 counties were the counties that supported this and got it passed.
Right, that's awesome.
Only six.
Out of 36.
Well,
here's the interesting thing, too. The court did hold, though, the government. Now, it's the state that's trying to uphold this, what the voters passed. The state cannot go in and talk about testimony concerning the success of other states and permits to purchase programs, whether or not it reduces shootings, destructiveness, killings, et cetera, et cetera. The court says you're not allowed to bring that up.
Wow, that seems odd because that would be, you know, that would go to the compelling interest.
Well, again,
the court says you can't bring that up.
Wow.
Well,
and again, that goes to what the court said. That said, when the court's the judge on this case, the presiding judge said, we are only looking to see if the text of the law violates the Constitution.
That's kind of like a strict constructionist approach, right?
Well, and because part of that is you're talking about a law that hasn't even gone into effect yet. And so there is this question about is the issue even ripe if the law has not gone into effect yet? Yes. Well, the only thing that's ripe right now is what's the text of the law? And then depending on how the judge sides, after the law goes into effect, then subsequent lawsuits can come in where they get to talk about the effect and whether or not the government, the voter initiative passes muster under strict scrutiny.
Well, speaking of ripe,
I was going to say the same thing. I can think of something that's ripe.
In law, the Kentucky lawsuit?
No, Todd in the third hour.
What the heck did I do?
Where did I
go? In Kentucky, we only have 2 minutes left. In Kentucky, Uncle whatever his name is died, and the brother that was alive that came and found him had the coroner come and get him. But guess what? The coroner couldn't find the freezer, kept him in the body bag in the coroner's.
In the van. Oh, man.
For a while, and it was hot. It apparently got hot a few days. They put him in the body bag in the casket, and apparently the smell was so bad it made people sick.
Oh.
And so the family's suing, saying, you know, you didn't properly put him. You know, you should have. He goes to the freezer, and then so you can prepare for the funeral, etc. But there's lawsuits being brought on that issue, which to me sounds like a good lawsuit.
It does sound like a good lawsuit.
Especially, and apparently some people have either been released from the government, the coroner's office, or have left for a purpose. But anyway, so when Uncle George, or whatever his name is, dies, make sure that they slide him into the freezer. And I know that's not funny, and it's sad, but how do you do that?
Or stack him in.
Yeah, or throw him. It's like, keep him in the back of the coroner's van? What do you do? I got a party tonight. I'm just going to keep him there. I'll be back. So when we come back, we got a lot more to talk about. We got another case or no case hour two. Hang with us. Only 2 more hours with Radio Law Talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.